This is the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
Yep.
Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York.
Yep.
The ESPN New York app.
Yep.
Or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.
Number one pick in the NHL draft, but the man they can't seem to stump. Do something dumb, that's an observation. CLT make him need to run.
That's Lawrence Taylor!
I'm every trash, CMT for short. Wonder if we best once you peep the score. Up at the crack of dawn, top stories of the morning. While you're yawning, grab your coffee, rise to shine with 98.7. This is drop time. We provide highlights from your favorite teams. Got Dave and Rick making plenty of picks. It's Rule 76.
Oh boy, we're in the midst of a busy time of year. Yankees Twins this afternoon, Mets Nationals this evening, and the game you're so excited about, Knicks and Cavs, 6:30 right here on 98.7 ESPN. Now, this portion of the show, driven by the All-American Ford Auto Group, number one volume Ford group in the Northeast, huge locations in Paramus, Hackensack, Old Bridge in Point Pleasant, shop allamericanford.net. That's allamericanford.net. It is Wednesday, which means it is Stump Rothenberg at 7:45. We have a lot to do, right? Rangers, Devils 2-2 tomorrow night. Knicks look to wrap up the series. Mets stink. Yankees stink. A lot going on. I say good morning to a sleepy man, the one and only Rick DiPietro.
No, Rick. Not sleepy.
Oh, sleepy.
No, rest in the eyes. It's bright in that studio.
It is bright
in that
studio.
Got the new fancy couch I'm taking advantage of. I mean, it wasn't all bad last night. Islanders have life.
There you go.
We're coming back to UBS.
Let's be fair. That's a gutty win.
That's a
real gutty victory for the Islanders last night.
Yeah, you knew they weren't going to lay down.
Well, lay down. If you don't lay down and you lose the game 3-2, doesn't matter. Lay down. You lost the series in five.
Right, but it's a veteran group. It's a veteran group that has an outstanding goalie that played his best game of the series. And for once, hey, look at that. We scored the first goal in the first period.
Isn't that nice?
A first period lead.
Look at that. Makes it completely different, especially when you're a team that doesn't score goals.
Right.
To actually get the lead and play from ahead makes a big difference. So, you know, because I am a gentleman, and I do believe in karma, I'm going to be lovely to you about the Islanders again today. Not the nasty person you've turned yourself into now that you got Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, I don't know what happened to me yesterday. I have no idea. I turned into you.
You know, you're like the guy in high school. It's like, and I'm not saying you're like this. This is the way you've been acting. It's like, you know what? He doesn't really have it going on. And then he gets a smoking hot girlfriend and everybody looks at him like, wow, that guy, who knew that guy had that in him? And now that's what you turned yourself into yesterday.
Now I'm strutting around.
Now you're strutting around like, get out of my way. Look at me. I'm the big Don.
This is what happens when you get one of the best quarterbacks to ever play the game.
I get it.
And it sounds like he's playing more than 1 year.
You don't have to lash out at everybody.
Oh, I'll lash out, baby. I'm going to take you down. I'm taking Santiago down.
He's back already.
All of them.
You just said, I don't know what happened yesterday. 30 seconds in, you're back to that belligerent, animosity-driven guy.
Come get some. Exactly what happened.
Come get some, Santiago.
What's the matter with you?
I'm excited. What are you going to tell you? I mean, this is what happens when you get me pent up for over 40-something days.
You know, I was thinking about this yesterday. If you think about the greatest days in the history of the Jets, where does this rank?
It's got to be right up there.
Right? I mean, obviously Super Bowl III. Right, you have the guarantee. You have when they announced Parcells as the new coach is amazing. You go on the run to the AFC Championship game with him.
I think this past year, having Klecko inducted into the Hall of Fame, Revis Hall of Fame,
right,
and then having the defensive and offensive rookies of the year, pretty solid.
Pretty solid. Yeah, yeah. No, it's true. Rex Ryan going back to back AFC Championship games.
Can't wait.
Yeah, but in the pantheon of Jets great days, this has to be up there.
It has to be up there. I mean, this is, what did Joe Douglas call it? Historic? They have a legitimate chance now. And I told you this yesterday, and we'll see what happens. It'll be announced today. But you're going to love his contract. He wants to get started with his teammates now. And it sounds like there's a plan here from him that it's not going to be just 1 year.
That'd be great.
Well, think about that, though. I mean, the guy still
makes
has...
Makes sense, too.
Well, right for him. I mean, we understand what this could do for his legacy. And he knows it. Listen, the four MVPs are great. Peyton Manning's got five. The most important thing for him, the only thing negative you can say about him, is he's only been to one Super Bowl. That's it. And he's only won one Super Bowl.
And you could say maybe in the biggest moments he's not played his best football.
Right, on teams that won 13 games. That's right. So now he has the chance with a team, an organization that's been dysfunctional, to come in, and they are going to... It's what every athlete wants. It's what Tom Brady wanted when he went to Tampa. They're going to do whatever it takes with whatever time you have left to win a championship. There's not going to be any questions about taking a wide receiver in the first round or anything like that. What you need, we'll get. That's what's going to happen. You want Alan Lazard? We'll get Alan Lazard.
So you're going all in for the next probably 2 years.
Right. Maybe three.
All right, maybe.
Maybe.
All right, let's see what happens.
Never know.
Let's want him for a third year. Let's get to the end of 2 years and say, boy, you know what would be great to run it back again?
Let's protect him. Start with that. Let's keep him upright.
Got the 15th pick, and I imagine you'll take an offensive lineman.
You know how much better the defense is going to be? Not being on the field as much as they were on the field?
Jets should be one of the best teams in football, yeah.
How many games last year were we, in losses, our defense played great, we couldn't score touchdowns?
Almost all of them.
Right. Like, this is,
outside of the Bears game, almost all of them.
This is a big deal.
It's a big deal. Couldn't agree with you more. All right, so speaking of a big deal, and I think we jump off here. We'll get to the calls, 800-919-3776. Here from Joe Douglas. He was on the K Show, and he had his kind of recap of this Aaron Rodgers thing. Rodgers also has his press conference today at 2 o'clock. I haven't heard this officially, because nobody officially told us this, but I'm assuming, and this could be a dumb assumption, but I'm going to assume that we're going to pick up the press conference at 2 o'clock
today. I would imagine.
For Aaron Rodgers,
yes,
right?
I would imagine. Especially because, the show, Han, Jets fan, Bart, former Jet.
Forget about that. This is a huge moment in New York sports.
I know, but on top of being a huge moment, you have Alan, who's a diehard Jets fan, and Bart, who played on the Jets, to react to whatever's said.
It's beautiful.
It's beautiful.
Right into the K-Show. So 2 o'clock, he probably speaks for, 20, 30 minutes,
How easy is the K-Show today for those guys? You don't need to prep.
Well, yesterday we had an easy show. Today they have an easy show.
The carrying you was not easy.
Really?
I did the show and cut pineapple with a butter. Plastic
knife. I'm really a grind to work with every day.
No, I actually find myself falling deeper and deeper in love with you every day.
So you change on a dime.
It's wild. I don't want to get your head too big.
I'm impossible. Now you.
You're an egomaniac. Everyone knows this.
You think so?
Yes. Yeah. You are. I got to just make sure that your head doesn't get too big. Like when I go fishing for show wasn't as good without you. You give me nothing. So I can't just all of a sudden just praise you with how much how great
you are.
You
don't
have
to go after me. Well, you have to carry me.
Sometimes
yesterday.
I gotta knock you down a peg. Okay. Otherwise, you go wild.
Wild.
Taking shots all over the place.
I think we've seen a changing of the guard. You are the one who is completely now out of control. You're completely out of control.
Can you blame me?
No, I think it's an exciting time for you.
It's a very exciting time.
I mean, look at what you have going on. Mets are good. Notwithstanding what happened last night. The Mets are good.
The Mets are good. Yeah, Verlander's coming back.
Islanders are good. The Islanders are good. I'm not saying they're going to win this
about
year.
That, though.
Okay, but they're a good team, no?
They're a good team.
They're pretty much consistently a playoff team. They've gone to the conference championship a couple of years.
They were barely a playoff team this year.
Oh, my God.
What do you mean? They soiled themselves, and then luckily Pittsburgh turned around and soiled themselves.
Knicks, good, awesome, good team, heading in the right direction.
This is
exciting
amazing.
About that.
Yeah.
Right?
New York sports is rolling.
You got the Jets.
Yep.
Heading in the right direction. Even me, right? Like I have the Mets. I like the Mets. Obviously, that's a team I think heading in the right direction. Knicks, excellent.
Yep.
Rangers, good team.
Yep.
Giants heading in the right direction. Like everyone's team.
Everyone's heading in the right direction. Except my men's league baseball team. We're struggling right now.
What's wrong with that team?
We're struggling. I mean, a lot of giving teams a lot of extra outs. When you don't hit, you don't drive in runs with people and with runners in scoring position, and you start giving other teams extra outs. So it's a recipe for disaster.
It's a recipe for disaster. Ugh. Please tell me you don't have a game scheduled that you're playing.
No.
RJ, if you found out that within the next couple of days he's playing in a men's league game, would you just wash your hands of him and be done?
Are we sure he hasn't played in the last couple of days?
What was the last time you played? Was it that groin thing?
Tell me you played yesterday.
What was yesterday? Tuesday?
Yeah.
No.
Monday.
Maybe.
Every injury that he gets, he deserves.
They needed me.
You're a masochist.
They needed me.
You love it.
I make a commitment. I show. Guess what time first pitch was?
9:06.
Yeah. 9 o'clock.
Why?
No wonder he had his pants on the couch yesterday morning.
I even closed the game out.
Can you pitch?
Yeah, oh yeah.
How hard do you throw?
Probably like with my elbow all banged up. I don't know. Probably like somewhere in the 70s.
Uh-huh. Are you kind of crafty?
I'm a nasty nester. I may grow the mustache out. Drop down angles, throw the curveball, a little slutter.
It's got the swing wind up there.
Yeah, I got the slutter. I got the slutter. It's on the board. That's what it was called in the game.
Of course he calls it that. Even if it's not. He's like, guys, I got the best name ever for a pitch.
We did a story on it. It's the slider and the cutter. It's a mixed pitch.
Why do you think he made that up?
Did I make it up or was it on the scoreboard?
It was for one day.
Now what do they call it? They changed the name of it. The sweeper. Yeah, now it's the sweeper.
Because it's graphic.
What do you mean? It's a filthy, dirty pitch. What better name for it?
I don't know.
It feels what else would you call it?
It feels very inappropriate.
That's the kind of pitch they'd show the graphic. Like, Rick DiPietro has a 12.4 ERA when throwing this pitch. He'd keep throwing it. Just
yeah. Of course he would.
Yeah.
Rick, whatever you do, don't throw that. But I love the slutter. I can't get enough of the slutter. Please, coach. I don't care if you send me down.
Yeah, just
throw my slutter.
Shaking it off. No, I want to. Yeah. You know what?
No. Fastball, no. Curveball, no. Changeup, no. You know, spitball, no. What else?
Everything. Knuckle curve.
Knuckle curve, no. Slider, no.
No.
What else? What else is there? The slutter. The
guy goes back. What did he throw you? I think he threw me all slutters.
Yeah, I think it was some point. It was all slutters. He didn't even mix it in fastball. No. No. I couldn't believe it. Slutter. Over. All right. So speaking of the slutter and the changing of pitches, and we'll get to the calls on everything. So if you're on hold for the Jets or the Rangers, 1-800-919-3776. We'll get to the Mets because that was nothing pretty last night. Yankees, that was brutal last night. And you mentioned it yesterday. When you have Cole and Cortez, those are the games you need to win. They have now lost their first season series
yep.
against the Twins since what year?
2001.
Rick, we have a problem here.
Right now we have a problem.
We have a real Yankees problem right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, your lineup right now can't hit. I mean, look at it. I mean, we talked about it yesterday. Look at the bottom of your lineup.
Okay, but
it's not good.
There's no help on the way. It's not like you say, well, in 3 days and 5 days, you have Minnesota again today, which is a game you don't love, right? Herman against Maeda, and then you have Texas four.
Yep.
And there's not reinforcements on the way. I mean, Bader maybe, but you think Bader is the magic elixir?
I think it lengthens your lineup though.
It does, but I don't exactly think Harrison Bader is the answer that all of a sudden things are completely different now.
No, I don't think so either. But I mean, it's definitely going to be a help. I mean, he's your everyday center fielder, right? Donaldson again, that deal still makes no sense to me. I know Aaron Boone was talking about him having a bounce back season and everything else, but guys that have a history of being hurt don't all of a sudden start staying healthy when they get older. If as a player you have a history of always being nicked up, the older you get, that doesn't just go away. Donaldson has problems with his calf and legs. Always.
But now we're at the point. Because Josh Donaldson, would you say he's not great, right? Even when he's
healthy. Would tell you he's a gold glove third baseman.
And he's a very good defensive third baseman. Do you think that Josh Donaldson is an above average player at this point?
No, I think he's just a
guy.
He's a pro, yeah.
Okay, so now we're at the point. It's so bad that you're pining for the return of Josh Donaldson. The one guy not in your life. I think you miss Bader a little bit, and I think when he comes back.
You miss Stanton for sure.
But that's the one. You miss Stanton a ton. You miss Bader a little bit. But I don't think Giancarlo Stanton is around the corner from coming back.
No. Not with that hamstring. No, absolutely not.
So how is this going to change? Or why are we not going to have the same conversation in a week or 2 weeks or a month?
Because Aaron Judge is going to have to carry you. Top of your lineup is going to have to carry you. LeMahieu's hit well recently.
Right.
Volpe had a couple hits. I mean, I don't like the fact that it's his third error in the last three games. When you're not scoring runs like we talked about, you can't afford to give teams extra outs. Aaron Hicks, I mean, the effort in left field, and I get it, man. It's a little like when you start getting that close to the wall, it's a little timid. But come on, man. Like, you're lucky to be out there playing. Show me that
like
you're all in.
He doesn't want to play, though.
No, it's like he pisses me off.
He goes through the motions is what he does.
Yeah, he drives me crazy. And that's another thing that should drive Yankees fans crazy is they told you before the season, like during the offseason, we need a left fielder. That's why we brought in Benintendi. Benintendi signed in Chicago. You don't have a left fielder.
You know what I saw yesterday, which I wanted to bring up to you? See, the Brian Reynolds signed an extension.
Over $100 million.
Right.
Yeah.
So now that's probably off the table.
Yeah, no opt-outs. That's off the table.
Right. So now he's going to remain in Pittsburgh, who's actually playing pretty decent baseball now.
I'm telling you, man, the more you think about this Yankees team, and I know that it's, you know, all the championships and everything else, and it's championship or bust mentality is kind of what makes the Yankees the Yankees. I question that. I think the Yankees would they like to win a championship? Yeah. But the fact that they're always over 500, they're always in the playoffs, they feel like just keep putting us in, and at some point things will fall our way and we'll win a championship. This does not have the same kind of feel as what Steve Cohen is doing with the Mets.
It certainly does not.
No.
It certainly does not. This team has real... And the Mets have holes, too. And we'll get to the Mets. And last night was awful. And I thought it changed on that Marte at bat.
Yes.
Like 2-0 base loaded.
Bases loaded.
That's ball four.
Right.
Swings at it. Changes
the entire... He was good, though. Gray was good.
Very good.
Yeah.
One of the best starts I've seen him have. But, you know, I think I have real reservations about the Yankees now. I mean, if I was a Yankees fan, you're still seven games back. Now Toronto wins. You're right there for last.
Yeah, in a good division.
A very good division.
Here's the thing, though. You have to go back. And we talked about this before the season. Like, you start making me make all these predictions. You start pointing to, you know, why the Yankees will be a team that could win a World Series or why the Mets could finally win the division. And you start going up and down the list. It's like, can Aaron Judge have a season like he had last season?
No.
No. What did you add? Like, who's that player? Who are those players that you're going to point to that can make
up
that?
How are you any different offensively, a team that struggled offensively?
But you're worse. Exactly. Because Aaron Judge is not going to be Superman.
Because you have holes at catcher, third base, left field, and now you have what you knew was going to happen, the injuries.
Right. And there's no way, like, it's good, as good as Aaron Judge is, and as much money as you paid him, he's not replicating last season.
Wait, how can you replicate last season?
He dragged you to the finish line.
I told you this last year, same thing this year. If I'm the opposition, he's seeing nothing from me. He can enjoy his run to first base every single at-bat.
You got DJ LeMahieu, he's batting cleanup.
I know. Who's got no power.
No, and then you go...
not daunting at all.
And then from there you go Willie Calhoun, Peraza, Cordero, Trevino, and Hicks.
Stop it.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
I think they're listening to me.
They're everywhere, Dave.
I know you're here.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want.
Woohoo! Over here!
Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
What quarterback in the NFL has been with his team the longest right now?
Betson Stennett.
No.
What quarterback has been with his team the longest? I am going to go with... How about Ryan Tannehill?
Ryan Tannehill. Okay.
No, that's not right.
No.
No, it's not right at all. let me see here.
Take a moment here.
I'm going to go with... Dak? Dak Prescott, yeah.
Dak Prescott. It's pretty remarkable.
He was at the Stars game last night, Dak.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. That's the thing I missed. That thing, that's the coolest for some of those teams that have the camaraderie with all the other teams. Like, they're doing it now, where the football play, like the Jets will show up at the Islanders games.
The Mets were at the, at the Garden the other day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We didn't really have that when I was playing.
No?
No, like, we didn't have football, like, the Jets.
I like that.
Well, because they had left Hofstra, right? So we didn't really have that. Like, we didn't have Jets at the games and stuff. Shotgun and beers, which would have been great.
It's fun.
Yeah.
It's fun. Yeah, but you get the crossover, right? Volpe and Judge have been at the Rangers games, and those guys go to the Knicks games, and Alonzo and Guillorme were at the Rangers game the other night. It's fun.
Dable, huge Rangers fan. Loves the
Raymond
Rangers.
Texts me every time he sees Dable and Shane, and they go together, which is nice.
He seems like the kind of maniac that you two watching a game together would probably be a nice fit.
I truly believe Dable and I would get along swimmingly.
Yes.
Like, really, really well.
I think you'd be buddies.
Yeah. Raymond, get that going, would you?
Oh, sure.
Can you can't book him for like an intermission or anything?
I mean, how would I get close to him, first of all?
A walk?
You are Raymond Santiago of the Garden.
I am nobody.
You're on TV all the time. I see you at the door.
I am no one.
You walk down to the Garden, people you know, and say, bring me over to Dable. And you say, listen, I produced the intermission. I produced the Rangers broadcast. We'd like to have you on in the intermission. I'm sure he'd say, let's do it. And then you develop a relationship, and then you start booking him on this show. See, be a forward thinker, right?
I think if we learned anything over the last couple of days with Dave and how he handles Mel is that it never hurts to ask or make someone so uncomfortable that they have no choice but to say yes.
No, see, I don't think he's uncomfortable. I think that Mel...
I think the Friday ask was uncomfortable.
I think Mel is comfortable enough in his own skin that if we pushed him to a spot that he did not appreciate, he would say, no, I'm not doing it. I don't want to do it. I don't want to come on the show. He's Mel Kiper, for God's sakes.
Right.
So he can say whatever the hell he wants.
And you bullied him. What's that say about you?
Yep. I didn't bully him. He didn't realize what he wanted, and I just pushed him. I nudged him in the right direction.
Listen, I'm not going to
call that bullying.
I'm not going to rip you. I think what you did.
So when Mel joins us Friday morning and recaps the Giants and Jets, are you gonna scold me then?
No scolding, but it will be because you bullied him, which I think benefits us. So, you know, good for you.
Bully away.
Yeah.
Yeah, you do you. I couldn't do it, but you do you. I mean, it's working out. Keep it going.
If it benefits the show, I don't do it for me and me alone. I do it for us. I do it for the listeners. I do it for the people. So if it benefits everybody involved, why should I not do what it is that I do?
I mean, Mel's been in media for 40 years, and he said he's never been called out on the air and guilt-tripped for turning down an interview.
Okay.
Until now.
That's right.
And we'll see. I guess let's see if he calls in Friday.
What do you think? You think he calls in Friday?
Yes. Yes. I think the 15 cans was enough. And he's probably banged through, I would say at this point, probably 7 or 8 of them.
He sent out a photo of the size of the piece of pie that he eats. That's not a piece.
No, it's
That's
aggressive. I don't think he eats the crust, though. I think he only eats the middle of the pie.
I love the crust.
I do, too. But, I mean, if you're going to eat it every single day. But he eats fat-free whipped cream, so he's clearly watching.
Oh, he clearly is
watching.
Well,
why else would you have fat-free? Doesn't taste better than the whole whipped cream.
Oh, that's obviously true. So, RJ, you think he joins us Friday?
I think he does. Let me ask you. I return your question with a question.
Uh-huh.
Do you think he comes through Giants pick figure, I don't know, 11 o'clock?
Let's see. What is it, 10 minutes in between each pick now?
Yeah.
Giants go 25, so you're looking at 6-ish picks an hour, so 8. Yeah, around 10:45 to 11:15, I think, would be the window for the Giants.
What would you say the odds are you close your evening tomorrow, we all do, with a mention? I can't overstate how big of a deal this would be. A mention of our show during round one NFL draft coverage from Mel Kiper Jr.'s mouth. What are the odds?
80%.
Wow.
Do you disagree? I mean, he's disgusted. He's going to make mention. Basically, it sounds like as long as they give him the microphone to analyze what the Giants have done at 25, our show's getting a mention.
Yeah, he said as long as Booger and Lewis don't go too long. But he's going to tell him before, listen, I'm going to need a solid minute with this Giants pick.
I love it. I need a minute with the Giants pick. Why, you really want to break it down? No. I want to mention the guy.
No, my whipped cream suppliers need me to mention them.
That's right.
It's almost like an endorsement deal. Really, if you think about it.
Whatever.
We should make him wear a DPH Ron Rothenberg patch on his jacket.
That would be nice. Like the Mets Presbyterian patch?
Yeah, or like a pin.
That would be nice.
RJ, get a nice DPH Ron Rothenberg pin.
RJ, get the guy that's making the free jerseys for us to make some pins, would you?
I don't know if he makes pins.
Well, have him dive into that realm of the whole sporting good facility.
Yeah, we need a pin guy. Come on.
You bet, I'm on it.
Thank you.
And then we can hand out pins. Like you can wear them with a suit.
Right.
It's like a classy pin.
This is what I'm talking about.
Maybe a brooch for the ladies.
Right, on your lapel.
Yeah, like you go to a black tie event. Oh, what's that? Oh, it's my DNR brooch.
Right. Right. RJ, you got to think bigger, man. Think bigger.
Yeah. What are you getting done, RJ?
Yeah, these are all great ideas. I'm on all of them.
RJ's off doing podcasts for 45 minutes.
You know what? He obviously did not think he was great on the podcast. He didn't make mention of that at all.
It was like 6 months ago.
It was a video one, too. I got to see him during it.
Listen, it was, he usually calls later in the show.
Mm-hmm.
Djibouti Dan, before he was Djibouti Dan.
Who was suspended originally from the show by Dave.
Yeah.
Well, because he sounded like a buffoon.
Well, he was just Dan at that point, and he's in college, and he reached out, had a couple of questions. He's like, you mind if I throw this on the video? Want to throw it on my channel? I said, I'm not sure anyone cares about me, but sure. And he threw it up there, and somehow Rick found it.
So well, you went searching for it.
Oh, yeah.
The man consumes everything.
Did you watch yesterday? 45 minutes.
Oh, yeah. 40. RJ was good. RJ was really good.
I'm sure RJ, yeah. RJ is terrific.
That's a nice AS. What advice he would give to people that want to be
what
in this business.
What advice would you give to people, RJ? Find something else to do? This is not the business you want to get yourself into?
Oh, the timing is poor.
Are you having trouble with your eyes today?
Me?
Yeah.
No, why?
No, he just put in his contacts. That's why.
It looks like you're like squinting and having trouble, and I just want to make sure you're okay.
Oh, no, I'm looking up at the television here.
Oh.
RJ would have dinner with, so he'd have to think about it, but he would pick a president. One person would be a president.
What do you mean? If you were asked, you could have dinner with one person?
That was a question, yes.
And you said just a president?
Listen, right down the middle.
Right down the middle.
Wait, of this country? Of any country? Like, what kind of a president?
No, like United States
baseball?
President, you
the
animal.
President of the NFLPA.
I don't know. Yeah. No, Troy Vincent? Like, what president are you talking about?
Listen, I give no leanings.
He also said that meeting Joe Montana was like one of the biggest things in his whole life.
I'm sure it was.
Yep.
I'm sure it
Asking
was.
A question to Derek Jeter.
Oh,
I got the whole thing.
That was the day he didn't watch the U.S. soccer team, if you recalled back to that. Let's go to the calls ourselves.
That guy.
Sal, what?
Steamrolled your face right there.
Sal in Staten Island. Good morning, Sal. You're on 98.7.
Hey, good morning, fellas. Just wanted to talk about the Yankees and how awful they are hitting. I don't know if you guys got the numbers available, but they're the third worst team in total hits.
Yeah, that's
30 home runs, top 10 in home runs, but bottom in hitting. Bottom five, I think, in average. We had four or five guys batting with 100 in the lineup yet last night. I don't know how you expect to win with this team. They want to blame the pitching, but the pitching, you look at ERA, top three. Whip, top three. The team is in shambles. In shambles, we've beaten up bad teams. Yeah, we haven't. Well, I think yesterday was the first series we lost.
No, back to back. Now you lost to Toronto.
You lost to Toronto. You lost to three of them. Yes.
Yeah, best two we lost, and you know everyone in the AL East is above 500. What they have to do something.
Well, what are they going to do?
What are they going to do?
I mean, what are they going to do?
Bring up, you know, for years we heard about Dominguez. Let's see the kid. We got Aaron Hicks batting 129 in the lineup last night. Why?
That's a lot of pressure to put on a 20-year-old kid to be the savior of the Yankees organization.
And it doesn't just happen. I don't care how good you are in AAA. Like, it doesn't necessarily all of a sudden you step on the field and it translates. It translates. It doesn't. I mean, it's hard. Anthony Volpe has struggled. Francisco Alvarez has struggled.
I mean,
it's not easy.
No, it's
not
easy.
It's a big jump.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Looking for more access to the show?
Why? Because you know why.
Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
He spits into a cup. Today, that cup is now a clear bottle. And now, instead of keeping the clear bottle on the other side where I don't have to see it, it's right in front of me. So I'm looking at his disgusting Flemish spit.
It's not Flemish. Stop.
The dip.
Stop. Why are you outing me like this?
I'm not outing. It's disgusting.
It's easier for me to grab this way.
If I did that to you, you would be repulsed.
No.
If I had a cup full of spit?
If you had to spit, you can spit. For you swallow, but if you had to spit, you do it. We had a guy on a team plane that drank dip spit accidentally. He vomited everywhere.
How do you ever get over that?
So we had the trainer came around and everyone was asking for, it was a late road trip, could we get Ambien so we can go to sleep because it was tough.
And, he grabbed the wrong cup and he tried to slug the Ambien.
But it was the last Ambien. So he wanted to show off to everybody. I get the last Ambien. Pops it. Chew spit. Ambien gone.
No Ambien. Being serious, that makes me...
Disgusting. Yeah.
Like nauseous now.
It's gross. Gross. And it didn't end well.
How do you get over that?
It didn't. It was bad for a couple days after that.
Let's get to some of these calls, and then we'll turn our attention to the Mets. Yankees certainly on the table, and Yankees, it's not pretty right now.
It's really not pretty.
It's a real problem.
You know what their team batting average over the last 12 games is?
Last 12 games, Yankee team average, I'm going to say, is 193.
Ooh, close, 201. Averaging just under 3 runs a game.
And Judge, who's great, has not been great yet.
Well, you got the hot start from Gleyber Torres, but again, I mean, you knew... That's the thing. You kind of knew what the issues were going to be when the season started.
Right. None of this is surprising.
No. Rodon is a little bit surprising just because he's had the last couple of years he's stayed healthy for the most part, but he's got a history of being hurt.
Do we have an update on when he might come back?
No.
So this is just we're uncertain at his timetable for return.
The last thing I heard about him was the initial test on his back came back fine, but he had to go for more tests.
So what the earliest we're going to see him is like May 15th.
I was going to get ramped up, yeah.
Great. I mean, this is unbelievable.
It's not great.
You're going to wind up falling out of it by the time he makes his debut.
But that was your prize signing.
Right.
You brought Judge back.
Right.
No, I mean, what else? Volpe's your shortstop.
By the way,
but
they were this close from losing Judge, right?
It sounded like it.
Could you imagine if Judge wasn't on this team now?
No.
The Yankees would be a bad baseball team.
Right, right now?
They would be a bad baseball team.
Absolutely. I mean, there's a little bit of... I don't want to call it desperation because you got to try different things, but I mean, even with the lineup last night, you got Rizzo now batting second, Judge batting third.
I don't blame Boone, though.
No, I don't either. It's the players got to perform too.
Players got to perform, and if I had to, if you said to me, who do you point blame at? Cashman. You're running the same team back with the addition of a star pitcher who hasn't even made his debut yet.
When the reality of where this team is at, the problem has been, once you get to the postseason, it hasn't been the pitching, it's been the hitting. That's been the problem.
That's correct. So the hitting is a problem now. I mean, you count on Severino. He's never healthy.
Nope.
That's got to be blame on Cashman. Rodon, you didn't expect him to be hurt. But Stanton getting hurt happens all the time. Donaldson getting hurt is not a surprise. Hicks stinking, not a surprise. Volpe struggling, not a surprise. Like, all of the things along the way are happening kind of the way you expected them to happen. That's why a lot of people didn't love this Yankees team.
I didn't love this Yankees team and also realized, like, I mean, you came out and told us, not us, them, that you needed a left fielder. You didn't do that. And it's like, okay, we gave Aaron Judge all this money, and you had to know when you gave him the money. Like, he's not... That was one of the greatest offensive seasons you're going to see.
Yeah, you can't duplicate that.
You're not going to duplicate that again.
No. And by the way, like, you know what even frustrating me? You couldn't assign Jurickson Profar? Like, Jurickson Profar is leading off for the Rockies. And I'm not saying he's great, but he's better than what you have.
Better option.
And I think he signed for $7 million.
Yep.
You couldn't assign him?
I mean, you're asking me questions that I can't give answers to.
No, but I think these are things we have to discuss.
Well, but I think it goes back to just him being stubborn. I traded for Josh Donaldson, and you heard the rally cry from the clubhouse. He's going to have a bounce back season.
Okay, it's going to be great.
Aaron Hicks is still...
It's going to be great.
So,
all right. So when it's the same old song and dance, don't complain to us. Lewis in the car. Good morning, Lou. You're on 98.7 ESPN.
Good morning, Dave. Good morning, Rick, Ray, RJ. I originally called because I wanted to make a statement that I wanted to ask as a question at the end. The statement was, because I was listening yesterday morning when Rick just turned into the Terminator on everybody, realizing he had Aaron Rodgers.
It was unbelievable, wasn't it?
Yeah. I thought it was just, you know, just Rick being Rick. But then I called in the Michael Kay show, and the Jacob, their producer, I didn't know he was a Jets fan. I just wanted to ask a question, like, what was the backup plan for Aaron just in case he gets hurt? And when I said that, he turns on a Terminator on me. He's like, he starts talking about Daniel Jones and don't worry about that and you worry about your quarterback. I said, whoa, hold up. So I thought, and I'm listening to this more, I'm like, is this the new type of Jets fans? These Terminator Jets fans now? Like, they used to be like hiding in the closet. Now they're going to start eating our heads off now. I'm kind of nervous.
I think they're you know what it is, Lewis? They're now empowered. Like, all this pent-up energy that they have not released for, you know, God knows how many years, it's an eruption now is what it is.
All right, so the question was, and I mean, I know we're going to get Harrison Bader back again, and Giancarlo Stanton, but my question is there a move that we could make to get better hitting here? Like, is there somebody that we can get? Like, I know you said help is not on the way, but can there possibly be help on the way? That's my question.
I mean, they could certainly make a move. You'd have to start scouring some of the teams.
I think you're going to rely on having Harrison Bader back whenever Donaldson gets back, and then, I mean, and then you'll get Stanton back eventually.
Okay, Stanton is weeks away.
Weeks away.
Donaldson is not great to begin with, and you're reliant on him. And Bader, I agree. But I think this idea that Bader is going to just all of a sudden come in here and hit 275 and have tremendous power.
No, I mean, he had a great... You know, listen, he was really good in the postseason.
He's a good defensive player. He certainly has speed.
Makes you feel better.
He's got some power, but he's not a great player.
Yeah, but he's not a great... But he's a better option than what you have.
He's a better option than what you have.
I mean, you're talking about... And he got off to a good start... Frenchie Cordero, I mean, Willie Calhoun. I mean, this is...
Frenchie Cordero. Yeah.
Yeah, whatever.
Well, you're usually pretty good with the name.
Yeah, well, you know what? I got some stuff happening right now. My mouth is still a mess.
From the pizza?
I can't even... This is like two straight days now.
This was Sunday.
Yeah, well, I drank hot coffee, too. It was a mistake.
RG, you ever see anything like this guy?
What was in that pizza?
It was liquid hot magma cheese. That destroyed my mouth. Back-to-back days, that was the problem.
But okay.
I went back-to-back days, that was the problem.
You eat hot
something
pizza.
Something is wrong here.
You rip the roof of your mouth off, fine. And then you decide, you know what, let me double down with a hot cup of coffee?
Well, I have no iced coffee. There's no iced coffee here. We're lucky we can have a coffee. RJ's got to go on missions to get me this one packet that he conveniently leaves in front of my computer screen that shuts off every 2 minutes.
For this special type of coffee machine that nobody knows how to operate.
Because this doesn't exist in real life. They don't make this no more. This is a tea bag disguised as a coffee pod.
I never knew they made it to begin with.
By the way, Keurig. Peter VG, the clear spit bottle, one of the most heinous crimes. I'd walk right out of the building, but not before puking. Disgusting.
Stop, please.
Disgusting.
Where would you rather me spit?
Why is there a necessity for you to just spit all show long?
I'm not spitting now. Why don't you just keep your eyes in front of your screen and away from my area.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
oh,
that, see my area?
That's your, yeah. So we're doing it?
I don't have all the free space. I bring notes. I got okay.
You know
iPad.
What
you're going to lay down some white tape?
You know what I'd like to do? You know, like an office cubicle where you have like a partition up? I think we should do that. Get me a partition so I don't have to see over to his area. He doesn't have to see over to mine. I can do whatever I like over here. He does what he wants over there, and it's separate.
Don't you guys make a big stink about how you need to be able to see each other?
Yes, I do.
Right, and that's all the more reason, Ray, why it's disgusting that the guy has a bottle that he's spitting phlegm into all
it's
show long.
It's not phlegm.
Well, what is it?
What do you think it is?
It's worse than phlegm, actually.
Ray, you're on my side. You would be repulsed if you were sitting next to this guy and he was doing this.
I mean, I've experienced it, not in Rick's case per se, but yeah, I know what you're talking about.
And it's
not,
a clear
it's
bottle.
It's not
if
appealing.
It wasn't, because he does it every morning, and it's never a clear bottle, and I've never said a word. The clear bottle makes all the difference.
I was thirsty this morning. I drank the little Fiji water, and that's all I had. Is a receptacle.
You know what? Let's find this guy a cup that
into
you can't
a Fiji
see
bottle?
Into.
Yeah, what? Do you, I mean, why? What's wrong with that?
It's terrible.
Somehow, now, what are you going to get, like an old school spittoon?
That's somehow worse
like
than a
metal
plastic
spittoon?
Bottle.
No. We have to hear like the plunking every time you spit into it. No, just like a cup that's not see-through.
We're not flush with cups around here.
We don't have to be flush. Just one would do.
Well, I'm not ready to have my coffee yet. My mouth is still...
Oh, my God. And now he's going to have hot coffee again. I mean,
I'm going to wait for it to cool down.
It's the vicious cycle that is this show.
Lessons not learned.
RJ, can you do something, please?
Rick is not comfortable unless he's playing injured, whether it's his leg or ankle or burning his mouth. He's got to play hurt.
You know what it is? Rick attacks life like Russell Westbrook. He's flying through the air. He's falling to the ground. He's out there every minute. He does not say no to a single thing, but he's putting his body through a gauntlet every day.
Yeah, I'm no Aaron Hicks. You want me to catch that ball at the wall? I'm going to dive head first into that wall.
Great.
Yeah, right. You wouldn't respect that as a fan?
I would respect it as a fan. I don't respect it as a co-host.
Am I here?
Yeah.
Okay, was I here early?
Yeah. You were napping when I walked in.
It's so bright in there. I set up a little pillow. You see the pillow I set up? It's Keisho's, the t-shirts. See?
Oh, they have t-shirts.
Yeah, t-shirts. I just folded them up, little pillow.
That's
nice.
Very nice. Fast asleep.
You
so, yeah, you got
the
here
box
early.
For those?
Yeah, of course I went to the box for those.
Then you napped your way right through. Let's go to Wes in East Hanover. Good morning, Wes. You're on 98.7. Hello.
Good morning, fellas.
Hi, Wes.
Yeah, sorry, guys. Good morning, fellas.
Wes, you got such a great voice, Wes.
I appreciate it. Rick, you might not say that after this. You know, you guys were talking a little earlier about how Dave swung it and Mel feels pressured. And I want to know now that Rodgers is officially a Jet, what you're doing to get Rodgers on the show. And I'll preface it this way. He annoys me, but I would listen to the interview. I would listen to the show anyway. But I would even tune into the K-Show to listen to an Aaron Rodgers interview. So we better have him on this station.
We better
so
have
what,
no,
what
no,
are we
no,
doing here,
no,
Rick?
No. We better hide
well,
him
we
on
can't
the
guarantee.
We better have him on this show.
Okay, hold on. We can't guarantee that he'll even be on the station.
Correct.
Correct.
If he's on the station.
If he's on the station and not on this show, there will be no DPH on Rothenberg because I will quit. I've already drawn that line in the sand.
Really?
Yes. If it's not this show.
Well, you know him.
I know him.
So
get kind of busy right now.
I
reached out.
Listen, I'm not saying we have to have him. I
like him as a weekly.
I'd love him. That's what I want. I want him as a weekly. That's a news-making interview.
Right. You see what, I mean, the kind of bump Pat McAfee gets every Tuesday with him?
It would help our ratings.
It would help everybody.
It would help bring, you know, ears to the radio. It would be a huge deal. RJ, are you going to try to get Aaron Rodgers on the show? Or is this something Rick has to undertake all on his own?
I don't even know that Rick can undertake this all on his own. I think there's only one way to do this. Throw immense...
Send him whipped cream.
Immense amount of... Whatever it is that
Ayahuasca.
Rodgers needs in life, we need to find the whipped cream to Mel, to whatever that is to Aaron.
All
that's
the
a good
answers
point.
Are right inside me.
Because money's not money. Money doesn't
no.
matter.
He's making $60 million.
He doesn't need an outlet.
What makes him tick?
Yeah, we need to get inside.
What makes him
endless
tick?
Praise.
Health and wellness.
Health and wellness.
Yep.
Send him.
I'm very
some,
proud. He's a wonderful human being.
Yeah. Send him like some Nature's Valley.
No.
What do you mean no?
No. No, no, no.
Might work.
Aaron Rodgers is a great man.
Mind, body, and spirit. That's what he's into.
Figure it out.
Yeah, I'll figure it out. Maybe some nice scented candles.
That would be nice.
Bath salts.
Yeah, that would be nice.
R-E-L-A-X.
What are those? Like
relax.
You go in like the water thing.
What is it?
The bath
like,
bomb.
No, not the bath bomb. Listen, relax, Pat Mahomes. No, you talk about the
get him one of those.
The float tanks?
Yeah, is it sensory deprivation?
Yeah, the float tank.
Yeah, maybe he likes that. Maybe you invite him to a float tank.
Oh, that would be nice.
Right?
Yeah.
Because I think that would be something that would be good for you as well.
Just so you know, I'm willing to do whatever it takes.
All right. Now, you have people that you know at the Jets, right?
Yes.
Okay. Tell them this is what you expect.
Okay.
You're willing to do whatever it takes.
All right.
We want him on the show.
Done.
We'll have a glass of scotch and chill out a little bit.
So do you think anyone can just tortilla Lakin Tomlinson in the face?
Nope.
Nope.
No, I do not.
Well, we're going to see him at camp anyway, too.
Yeah.
And then he's going to throw passes to you.
And he's going to break my fingers.
Break your fingers.
And you're going to love it.
Every second of it.
So if I
don't want broke, just dislocated. Not broken. I just want you to look down and then
you know what I hope
your
happens?
Fingers point in the wrong
what
direction.
What I hope happens if I do dislocate and or break a finger, it happens early on in the show, RJ, so he has to carry the rest of the entire show.
No, I would
show.
Have to take you to the hospital.
I have to go there, get him to a hospital. I go to a hospital, and now it becomes DiPietro and Rothenberg with Rick hosting
just
solo. On location.
That could backfire.
On location.
Because it becomes DiPietro and Rogers.
Yeah.
That could be.
Then you get Wally
could
picked.
Be onto something.
We keep the show name DNR. That could go sideways real fast.
That's not great.
People can still wear their buttons and their brooches.
They're going to be
DNR.
Beautiful
brooches. Let's go to Chris in West Milford. Good morning, Chris.
Hey, Dave, Rick. Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Listen, I just want to talk about Cashman because you guys brought up before how stubborn he is, and Kay talks about it all the time. The team is competitive year in and year out, and they make the playoffs, and that's true. But you're working with the top 2-3 payroll every single year. So, for me, isn't that more of a baseline than an actual accomplishment? I mean, you're basically doing the bare minimum.
You can't not be competitive. If you are a team that's spending, if you're the Dodgers, if you're the Mets, if you're the Yankees, if you're one of those teams that just spends so much money, with the teams that stink, that spend no money, you almost can't not be competitive nowadays.
Yeah, you have the advantage.
Of course. And that's my point. But this, for me, year in and year out, is probably the worst spent $260 million you can find.
You could argue the Mets is not beautifully spent now either.
No, but you also haven't seen, you haven't really seen Rodon yet, who you spent a lot of money on, too. So you haven't even seen that yet.
When do I get to see him?
What
am I going to be, 11 games back when
maybe.
I get to see Rodon?
Maybe. At least Tampa finally lost the home game.
Right.
Slow start.
But listen, Toronto wins start. Again. Boston. Like every day you're losing ground
Weather
to
heats
somebody
up,
in your team.
They heat up maybe.
I hope so. You don't want to fall this far behind. Like you get to a point where you're like, all right, now we're May. Now we're 9 games back.
Well, just think about it though. Things have not gone well. And they're not scoring runs and everything else. But would you still say that the New York Yankees are a playoff team?
Yes.
Okay. Well, if your mindset is the playoffs is a crapshoot, then you're happy just getting into the playoffs. Because the more times
that's not what I think.
Well, I don't either.
That's what they think.
Right, but they've said it. The playoffs is a crapshoot. So
even if you say the playoffs is a crapshoot, even if that's your mindset, would you rather get a bye and not play a first round game, or would you rather have to play a best of three against?
I would rather give myself the best possible.
Okay.
Yeah, but I think they. If we're going to be in every year, at some point, it's going to work out, where we won't be injured, where Aaron Judge will be Aaron Judge, and we'll find our way to a championship. It just hasn't worked that way. I mean, you haven't been to a World Series since 2009.
But it's never worked that way. It hasn't worked that way in over a decade. So why would you assume this would be the year it would work that way?
With the same team.
This is more the norm. Much. The norm is you get the injuries, you get a couple guys that aren't very good, and then you scuttle, and you have issues.
And you struggle, and then you hope that guys like Aaron Judge can pick you up, because he's one of the best players in baseball. But when it's Volpe, Rizzo, Judge, LeMahieu, and then guys hitting 192, 158, 160, 212, and 129, I don't love your chances.
It's not good. You know what you can do? You can invite Aaron to our big tailgate event. He can hang with us. You can hang with us. Anyone can hang with us at our show at Citi Field Thursday, June 1. RJ's going to be there. Raymond's going to meet us later. We'll start the day by broadcasting live from Publicans in Manhasset from 6 to 10. I've heard it's a good spot.
It's a beautiful spot.
I've heard it's a really yep. good spot. Then we hit the Citi Field parking lot for a tailgate starting at 11 o'clock in the morning, all leading into the game at 1 o'clock against the hated Philadelphia Phillies. So here's what you do. You spend the day with us on Thursday, June 1, starting at Publicans in Manhasset, then over to Citi Field for the DiPietro and Rothenberg tailgate with all sorts of giveaways and prizes and goodies and all sorts of great stuff. We're headed to the game. After that, we're going to sit in section 128. So get your tickets and hang with us all day long, courtesy of 98.7 ESPN. Why don't you see if Aaron will join us for that?
I can ask. I mean, he's going to be in town. See what he wants to do.
Do you have his direct contact information?
Yes.
You do?
Yep.
So you could send a text to Aaron Rodgers?
Yes.
Have you done that yet?
Have.
Did you hear anything?
I've not heard back yet. I just did it. I did it 2 days ago.
And you said, hey, don't you know if you remember me?
Yeah, I said, hey, what's up? Congratulations.
But you're just assuming that he has your contact information as
well? Well, he does. I mean, we texted back and forth before.
So you have texted back and forth. Hey, buddy. Did you look at the text history?
When was the last time you guys texted?
Yeah, I have not looked at the text history. I just figured it was a good time. Like, this is what you wanted. You got it. So, hey.
So you congrats. Haven't even started to join us on the show. It's like, hey, congratulations.
No, icebreaker.
I love it.
I don't need anything from you.
I totally agree. Right. Welcome to New York. Thrilled to have you. Huge Jets fan. It's going to be great.
Right.
And then when eventually he'll respond, hopefully. Thanks so much, Rick. Right? You think he remembers you?
Listen, when you sing Casey and JoJo with another man next to a piano, you'd think that's a memorable time.
You would think so. Didn't you say you made him?
Steak and eggs. Delicious. And a mantini. I made him a mantini,
too. Did you?
Oh, yeah.
So it was a good time.
And we played Cards Against Humanity. Yeah, it was a nice day.
He probably remembers
that. Yeah, it was a nice day. I don't know. He went through some phases, though. He went through, like, had the Hollywood phase, and now he's with the spirituality kind of deal.
Right.
So he's kind of gone. Like,
but
he's
you guys
still
are similar in age. You're, right, what, 41?
Yeah, we hit it off.
40, yeah.
Listen, we hit it off. We had a great conversation. We were talking about all sorts of stuff. He's got a good sense of humor. We're busting each other's chops. And then he kind of went off with the...
We'll bring him back.
I got to reel him back in.
Bring him back and get him onto the show.
Thanks for listening to the DPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN New York app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.